Theater presents Glasgow and Pickle Mark. The Five-Star Theater is sponsored by the Standard Oil Companies of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Louisiana, and the Colonial Beacon Oil Company. Through 30,000 SO, spelled E-S-S-O, stations which form a network of convenient service to the motorists all the way from Maine to Louisiana, these companies supply the public with a product of the world's leading oil organization. Now, before we go on with the program, the sponsors have asked me to make a special announcement about gasoline. Between now and June 1st, you will be reading and hearing many claims and counterclaims about new motor fuels and new gasoline. You will be bombarded with advertising superlatives. In the face of all this, we want you to know that this organization will maintain its position of leadership in the oil industry. On June 2nd, we will place a new product on the market, which will be an important milestone in motor fuel history. This new motor fuel is a challenge to all gasoline. Monday night is comedy night in the Five Star Theater. We're about to hear those mad marches in another of their three-act comedies concerning the adventures of Flywheel, Feister, and Flywheel, attorneys at law. Both are coming onto the platform now, dressed just as you remember them on stage and screen. Groucho with his little black mustache, red tie and frock coat, Pico and his bushy hair, little green hat and corduroy coat. Our officer conductor, Leonard Joy, is lifting his stick, and the show is about to begin.
Then I say to myself, how we get off of this boat? And the answer come like a flash, we walk off. Nice work, Revelli. Now ask yourself, how are we going to get by all the ship's officers that'll be guarding the gangplank looking for us?
Oh, no. I only ask myself easy questions. Hey, there's nobody around. Let's get out of this lifeboat.
Okay. Hey there!
Look, there's an officer. He's seen us.
How's that, Junior? You pick up Victor Ed of Sir Roderick's bag laying over there and try to look like a passenger. Oh, Captain?
I'm not the captain. I'm the boatswain's mate.
You're his mate? Well, I hope you're very happy together. Give my regards to the boatswain. Come, Revelli, bring that luggage.
You know, you fellas look just like a couple of stowaways we're looking for. Well, we just heard the opposite. We heard of the stowaways who look just like us. One is a little fellow with an Italian accent.
Well, it can't be me. No one ever said Flywheel was a little fellow with an Italian accent.
And the other is a tall guy with a black mustache who talks a lot. Well, I know talking so much.
Say, boatswain, how do we know you're not the stowaway? You got a black mustache and you talk too much.
Have you seen any suspicious-looking characters around here?
Nobody but you. Why don't you throw yourself an iron? Come, Revelli, bring that luck. Unless I'm very much mistaken, and I usually am, the gangplank is down this way.
You don't look right around here.
I'm going to see the captain.
Hey, Tyler, I think he's got a suspicion.
Hang on to those bags and shut up.
Passengers line up for the gangplank, one at a time, single file.
Gangway, gangway, please.
Wait
gangway.
A minute, wait a minute. May I ask what's your rush?
You may ask, but I bet we won't know the answer. Keep moving, Revelli.
Hey, who are you pushing?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm the captain.
Well, then I must be pushing the captain.
Well, we don't speak to underlings. Get me the general. If he isn't around, I'll walk it through colonel.
Hey, there's something fishy about this. How did you tramps get on this boat?
We thought it was a tramp steamer.
Oh, you did, did you? Well, you're not going to find it so easy to get off. I'll stand away from this gangplank until the passengers leave. I'll attend to you later.
Well, I do believe it was Roderick Mortimer.
Quick, Revelli, the flip.
Now, Sir Roderick, I know you have a reputation for a retiring nature, but you can't fool me. I see your name on your luggage.
Oh, stop it.
But I'm Mrs. Livingston, and I'm expecting you down at my Long Island home for a weekend.
Don't be a packer, madam. Make it a month or we can't do business.
A month? Oh, lovely. Oh, so Roderick, the other overwhelms me. Well, aren't you going to get off the boat? My car's waiting for us on the dock.
Lead the way, Goldilocks. And would you mind carrying some of these bags? They're very tired. On second thought, never mind the bags. Carry me.
Pardon me.
Now what are you going to beef about, Captain?
I want to apologize. I had no idea you were Sir Roderick Morton, the explorer.
Well, it came to the surprise of me, too. Come on, Revelli. You too, Clark.
Clark? Sir Roderick? If you call me a clock.
Do that because you're cuckoo. you're a cuckoo clock.
Now, Revelli, that's no way to talk to a lady.
Well, show me a lady and I'll talk to her.
Well, there they are on the dock. Now, my car is right over this way.
I beg your pardon, sir. I'm from the customs. I'll have to examine you.
Anything to oblige. What do you want me to take off? Did you ever hear me take off Marie Chevalier? If a nightingale could sing like you. Must be the
I mean, if you got anything to declare.
I'm the can. Getting pretty sick of you all, ain't no quick.
Open up that big bag.
Very well. Sir Revelli, open that big bag.
All right, Mayo. Hey, look.
What's
that? I don't know, boss. It's green and looks like a big spaghetti. Must be a green spaghetti. Hey, it's a moving. It's alive. Look, it's a snake. Look out. It's snake, boss. That big one, they're almost bit me.
Quick, find out which end is the safe and clap it.
Hurry, flip that bag before the snake. All over the dock.
That's all right. We don't want them anyway.
But they're deep.
I'm sure we don't want them. However, I haven't time for this idle chatter. Close the bag for this test, Sir Revelli, and let's cram.
Okay, Sir Flywheel.
Aren't you coming, Sir Roderick? My car's waiting.
That's fine, babe. We'll hop in your car. You can follow on foot.
Sir Roderick, leave your monkeys loose on the boat.
Monkeys are loose? Well, I'll get a monkey wrench and tighten them up.
Living
best-looking dumps I've ever seen.
Why, it's so dramatic.
Madam, you're laying this place on down. And what's the result? You're not getting the class of people you used to. You're getting people like yourself now. I'll tell you what we do. We put a sign up, place on a new management. We set up a 75 cent meal and knock their eyes out. After we knock their eyes out, we can charge them anything we want. Now, sign here and give me your check for $1,500. And I want to tell you, madam, with this insurance policy you have provided for your little ones and for your old age, which will be here any day now, if I'm any judge of horseplay. Hey, boss!
There's one question I'd like to ask you. What is that little man to you?
You must know, he's a pain in the neck. Boss, you tell this old war horse I gotta have a new room.
A new room? Well, what's the matter with the one I assigned you? It's the best room in the house.
Yeah, but the snakes are running around up there.
What? Snakes in your room?
Say, Mrs. Livingston, maybe the snakes can stay in your room. Oh, no. Those snakes would never stand for that. There you are, madam. You can see that he's nobody's fool. Possibly because nobody wants. And see here, Billy, what's the idea of going around looking as if you're sweating your clothes?
Well, I do sleep in.
Well, the least you can do is have my shoes repaired. I can see your toes sticking through them.
What do you repair shoes with?
With cowhide.
Huh?
Cowhide. Hide. You know what hide is? A cow's outside.
A cow's outside? Well, let her come in. I'm not afraid.
I beg pardon, madam.
What is it, Meadows?
The gentleman from the press office here.
Tell him in.
Yes,
madam. Sir Roderick, you wouldn't mind making a small statement for the press.
No, as a matter of fact, I prepared a small statement. Ravelli, where's that statement?
Here's it, boss. She owes us $14. That's for our time. If we had a good time, we could have done it cheaper.
The gentleman from the press.
Reporter from the Star here?
I'm from the Star.
Well, I want you to go back and tell your editor I don't like your paper. No good. Every time I sleep under it in the park, it gets all gone.
Now, Roderick, I'd like to ask you a question.
Hey, first I ask a question. Why does an Indian sleep with his head toward a fire?
All right, Mr. Bond, why does an Indian sleep with his head toward the fire?
To keep his wig warm. Some joke, eh, boy?
In a word, no.
Mr. Roderick, what do you think of marriage?
I think marriage is a noble institution, the foundation of the American home. It's a hand and court. It was put over on the American people while our boys were over there. You've been asking a lot of questions. Now, let me ask you one. When are you dopes going to get out of here and let me go to sleep?
Mrs. Rivington, your guests are assembling in the drawing room.
Oh, I'm afraid I can have to ask you, gentlemen, if the press
will excuse us. Oh, Mr. Roderick, one question before you go. Do you believe in clubs for women?
Only in self-defense.
Come, Sir Roderick. Afternoon.
Oh, no, you don't. You go first. I've had that one pulled before. You're not going to kick me.
Well, all right. Just as you would say. Oh, look. All my guests are seated. They're waiting for the lecture to begin.
That's the funny. I can't wait till it's over.
Oh, Sir Roderick, I thought before dinner, you wouldn't mind telling us a few of your African experiences.
Why can't we skip Africa and get right down to dinner?
Now, Sir Roderick, you wouldn't throw me down, would you?
Well, I couldn't do it alone, but if
there's any
help I could make it.
Wait a minute, I'll introduce you. Now I would like to introduce Sir Roderick Mortimer, the famed African explorer who has kindly consented to tell us about his latest trip to Africa. Sir Roderick.
I am here to tell you about the great and mysterious continent known as Africa. Africa belongs to the hunter, and he can have it. Well, sir, we left New York drunk and early on the morning of February 30th. After 15 days on the water and 6 on the boat, we finally arrived in Africa. We at once proceeded into the heart of the jungle where I shot a polar bear.
But, Sir Roderick, I thought polar bears lived in the frozen north.
Well, they usually do, but this one was anemic, and he couldn't stand the cold climate. Why, you see, Mrs. Livingston, he was a rich bear, and he could afford to go away in the winter.
See here, Adolly, you take care of your animals, and I'll take care of mine.
From the day of our arrival, we led an active life. The first morning saw us up at 6, breakfasted, and back in bed at 7. This was our routine for the first 3 months. We finally got so, we were back in bed by 6:30.
But, Roderick, you promised to tell us about the wildlife in Africa.
Oh, so I did. One day, we were out prospecting. We got wind of a herd of goats. Let me tell you that it's a mill wind that passes a herd of goats. And the following morning, while standing in front of the cabin, I bagged 6 lions.
Bagged 6 lions?
Sure, he bagged them. He bagged them to go away, but they kept hanging around all day. Now, children, and I'm referring now to Ravelli's brain, the principal animals inhabiting the African jungles are moose, elk, and nycticebas. That's big game. The first day, I shot 2 bucks. That was the biggest game we had. Of course, you all know what a moose is.
Sure. I know what a moose is.
A moose runs around the floor, eats cheese, and gets chased by the cat.
Now, as I was saying, the elks are different from the moose. The elks stay up in the hills most of the year. But in the spring, they come down for their annual convention. It is very interesting to watch them come to the water hole. And you should see them run when they find that there's only a water hole.
Sure, you bet they run. Why, those elks are looking for us in alcohol.
So, Billy, I sure left you in the lifeboat. One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know. Then we tried to remove the tusks. But they were embedded in so firmly that we couldn't budge them. Of course, in Alabama, the Tuscaloosa. We took some pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed. But we're going back again. Now I'd like to pass around my hat, but I'm afraid I wouldn't get it back.
A very enlightening speech, Sir Roderick.
Would you like me to run through it again, or would you like to see my ape man, Mr. Ravelli, swing from the chandelier? Personally, I'd like to see him swing. Is there a piece of rope in the house?
Mrs. Rivington! Mrs. Rivington!
Come now, Meadows. Don't you see we're being entertained?
You old flatterer.
Mrs. Rivington, I just heard that a lion has escaped from the circus down the road. When last seen, it was heading in this direction.
What, the circus?
No, the lion, sir!
A lion, indeed? Oh, how fortunate it is we have Sir Roderick Mortimer, the most famous lion hunter in the world, with us. You'll know what to do, won't you, Sir Roderick?
Absolutely, but I don't think there's room under my bed for all of us. You bet I'm here. If you think I'd go outside, you're crazy.
Madam,
is the lion captured?
Madam, we have searched the ground thoroughly. We find no trace of it anywhere. No doubt the circus people have captured it by this time.
Oh, what do you mean? Now, I hope you won't let this silly store spoil the party for you. Come, there's no danger. Now, let's all go out in the garden. The roses are lovely in the moonlight.
Hey, flywheel. Flywheel, where are you?
Are they all gone?
Yeah, boss. They all went out in the garden.
Come on, Rizzoli, through this window. We'd better scram before the real Sir Roderick shows up or that Rivington dame finds a rhinoceros for us to play with. Well, here I go.
Hey, boss. Boss, where are you?
Jump, you fool.
Here I come. Hey, flywheel. I think I land on somebody. There's somebody under me. I wonder who it is.
You take your foot out of my mouth, I'll tell you who it is. It's me.
Hey, flywheel. Something's coming.
Can't be us. We're going. Quick. Down behind this bush.
There it is, boss. You know what I think? I think it's a hippopotamus.
No, but you're close. It's Mrs. Livingston.
What's there?
Where?
Oh, how is it? Well, why are you over on this side of the house? All my other guests are in the rose garden.
Well, madam, Ravelli and I weren't satisfied that the house was safe, so we thought we'd take the shrubbery.
Did you find anything?
Sure we did. We found 3 dozen hairpins and 5 empty gin bottles. But don't be discouraged, madam. We're on the job. We'll find a full gin bottle if it takes all night.
Now, wouldn't you like to come and tell my guests some more of your African experiences?
No, I want to talk to you. Here. Oh, Mrs. Rivington. You know, you're just the kind of a girl I crave.
No.
You've got beauty, charm, money. You have got money, haven't you? Because if you haven't, we can quit right now.
I'm fascinated.
That's funny. I'm fascinated, too. Right on the arm. Well, I'll thank you to mind your own business. Thank you. Mrs. Rivington, ever since I've met you, I've swept you off my feet. Oh, there's something on my mind, something burning in my brain, something on his heart.
What is it, Sir Roderick?
Will you wash out a pair of socks for me?
That's wonderful. I'm surprised.
Well, it may be a surprise to you, but it's been on my mind for months. Oh, it's just my way of telling you that Ravelli and I love you. We want to marry you. How about it, my shrinking violet?
Shrinking violet? Say, it wouldn't hurt her to shrink about 30, 40 pounds.
Why, gentlemen, you leave this faithless.
Well, I'll see that you remain that way. Now, after we three are married...
Oh, Roderick, I can't marry you. I've got a husband already.
There you go. Always thinking of yourself. And what a dreary subject that is.
But you don't understand. If I married you, that would be bigamy.
Yes, and it would be bigamy, too. Big of all of us. That'd be big for a change. I'm sick of all these conventional marriages. One woman and one man is good enough for your grandmother, but who wants to marry your grandmother? Nobody, not even your grandfather.
Oh, this is all perfect nonsense. Take me back to my guest.
Well, I'll take you back to your guest, but they're probably just as sick of you as I am. But only you wait here. I'll be right back.
I think I lay down. Who's there?
Maybe that's the flywheel coming back. Hey, flywheel. What's the matter, flywheel? You got a sore throat? Hey, it no sound like flywheel. Must be a rabbit. That's the biggest rabbit I ever saw. But that ain't a rabbit at all. It's a big yellow rabbit. That's so funny. I never saw a dogger with a fur collar before. Hey, dogger, what's your name? Come on now, no back talk. Say, maybe he's a lost. You lost, doggy? Say, I think I take him back to Miss Bim for a present. He always wanted a lap dog. I better this dog get the biggest lap she ever saw. Hey, doggy, 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 come here. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. I ain't gonna hurt you. Come here, nice doggy, nice doggy. Oh, you're gonna get tough, are you? Now, now, Rover, you're gonna be good. That's the fine. Sometime when I ain't hungry myself, I give you a piece of liver. Hey, I'm tired of sitting here. Come on, Rover. I take you up to the house and I show you the flywheel. Ah, that's like you. Come on, I'm telling you. That's the fine. You walk right behind me. All right. Come on, Rover. Mark. Savelli, Savelli, where are you? It's important. Here I am, boss. Quick, we've got to run. The real Sir Roderick has arrived. Mrs. Rivington is making a fuss over him. She's sicker. Okay, boss. Okay, lead the way. I run with you. Come on, Rover. What's that? Flywheel, I got a bigger surprise for you. We got a new dog. Come here, boo.
Dog, nothing. That's the line. Run for your life.
The line.
Look out, Ravelli. He's coming after it.
Come on, come on. What are we waiting for? Faster, boss. Faster.
Are we getting away from him? You look. I haven't a heart.
Flywheel, he's running after us. Go home, Rover. Go home.
Hey, he's still coming. He must like you, Ravelli. I don't know what he sees in you.
Maybe he sees it.
Savelli, I can feel his hot breath on my pants.
Hey, flywheel, look what's in the driveway. A kind of a cage on an automobile. It must be the lion's cage. I guess they brought it over from the circus.
The door of the cage is open, Ravelli. If we can get in there, we're safe.
Okay, boss, jump, jump.
Quick, Ravelli, slam the door.
Well, we just made it, boss. We're safe.
What a narrow escape. They take me building escapes narrow these days.
There goes the line, boss, down the driveway and over the gate.
All right, now we gotta get out of here. Open this cage door.
I can't, boss. It's locked. Hey, flywheel, here comes the Mrs. Rivington with a couple of men. Maybe they could help us out.
Why, I'm afraid he got away.
I wonder which way he went, the rat.
It wasn't a rat. It was a line. He went out the gate.
Oh, look, there they are, both of them. In there.
Well, I'll be done. What a break. Come on, Mike, get up in the driver's seat. Let's get going.
Okay. Hey, where are you taking us? We don't want to go back to the circus.
Circus? Say, buddy, this is a patrol wagon. You guys are going to jail.
Jail? Hey, boss, I wonder if we'll get our old room back.
Say, officer, do you happen to know if there's any mail there for Waldorf to come see flywheel?
Entertained tonight in the Five Star Theater by Groucho and Tico Marx in their three-act comedy, Flywheel, Seister, and Flywheel, Attorneys at Law. Keep your seats, ladies and gentlemen. Groucho and Tico will be back in just a moment. The Five Star Theater is sponsored by the Standard Oil Companies of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Louisiana, and the Colonial Beacon Oil Company. Do not forget, on June 2nd, the sponsors of this program will place a new product on the market, which will be an important milestone in motor fuel history. This new motor fuel is a challenge to all gasoline. It is a product of the world's largest oil laboratory. Watch for announcements of this new product in the newspapers. Or better still, go to your nearest SO, spelled ESSO, station or dealer on June 2nd and find out for yourself. With tonight's program, we bring to a close, for the season, the Monday feature in the Firestar Theater. Throughout the winter, the sponsors have been presenting, for your pleasure, a wide variety of the best radio entertainment it is possible to assemble. The world's leading comedians, great opera and concert singers, stories from the pens of America's leading short story and mystery writers, symphony and popular music, all have appeared in the Firestar Theater. If you have enjoyed these programs and would like to have the Firestar Theater back on the air in the fall, we would appreciate hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Crouch and Tickle are
out on the platform again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the broadcast season is over, and I want to say we was having some fun here every week.
Just a minute, Tickle. Don't say having some fun. Say having. Pronounce the G.
All right, all right. G, we was having some fun. And now, lady audience, I want you all to come to my house for dinner tonight.
Tickle, do you know what you're doing? You're inviting millions of people, and your house is only big enough to hold 10 or 15.
Well, maybe some of them can come. Hey, Groucho, how about you coming over to dinner tonight?
Dinner tonight? You couldn't make that tomorrow night, could you?
Why tomorrow night?
Well, because your wife has already invited me over to your house for dinner tonight.
Yeah, she likes parties and things, but I'm a different. I'd go away forever on a month for a land on a ranch if I had the money.
Well, if the ranch were far enough away, I'd give you the money.
That's the fine. I can go on a ranch and ride a horse with a little esso.
Ride a horse with a little esso? You're crazy. You ride in a car with esso, which is more powerful than any gasoline.
I didn't say esso. I said lasso. The rope you make in the loop.
You mean lasso loop?
That a high defined motor oil?
Well, we came out even on that one. Good night, lady.
Good night.